Welcome to Off Court, the Business of Sport podcast, where business and sports culture meet. Let's go. Kick it off, Robbie.
Welcome to a special episode of Off Court with a really big update, to be honest. Many of you who have been listening to the podcast regularly have come to know Off Court as Off Court the Podcast or the Sports and Business Podcast, but I've got a big update today, and that is introducing Off Court the brand. And I don't think too many that have followed my journey for a little while would be surprised about this. Given my background in product development, in brand development, in e-commerce, in business, and the connection with sport, this has been something that I've been mulling over in the background, I would say, connecting the dots and putting the jigsaw pieces together for, quietly, I suppose, for almost 12 months. And after we sold Uncle Jack in 2020, I've been asked constantly about what my next project is going to be, and this is it. And I'll tell you what Off Court is. And then I want to circle back to provide some context, I suppose, to how this came about, the ideation, the pivot, what's been happening behind the scenes to bring this concept to life. Because it's, launching any brand is not easy. It's not straightforward. There's a lot of hurdles you need to overcome. And I'll tell you a couple of those in this pod. So let's not dilly-dally too long. Off Court is a sports culture jewelry brand, so a collaborative platform to connect consumers with sports and athletes through unique merchandise. So that sounds a little bit complicated. I think that's a little bit perhaps corporate, but it's essentially a sports culture jewelry brand. From there, the aim is to build a sports culture club or community or membership. And really drive into that sports space, which again, I'm gonna talk about. But the purpose, if you will, is to create an engaged sports culture community, which I'm dubbing as the Sports Culture Club, giving consumers and fans the opportunity to feel more connected with their favorite athletes, and their sports teams and sports communities. While, you know, one thing that I've always loved to do is blur the line between fashion and fan product. Done this many a time in collaboration with athletes and through licensing. And it's something that's slowly starting to happen in the wider industry, but it's not happening enough. And that is the fan-based product or merchandise is generally pretty savage. So example of that, particularly in Australia, where we're a little bit behind the rest of the world. But, you know, for example, the merchandise that, you know, professional sports teams bring out are generally they're average. So what I have done in the past and what I really plan to do with Off Court is really bring out some hyped, cool streetwear, well, not necessarily fashion, clothing fashion in this sense, but in terms of jewelry, and things that are desirable but still connected to either a team through licensing or athletes through collaboration. Now, let's circle back a little bit. So back in 2019, 2020, that's when the seed of this idea was first planted, really. I had this vague idea about aligning a jewelry brand into sports culture, which, you know, more specifically, football culture at that time. When I say football, I mean soccer. Which, unlike some other products, jewelry hasn't really been commercialized or niched into that sports space. So that was the initial opportunity. I thought, hang on, here's a product that, you know, I really like, that I've dabbled in before, and a niche that I've basically built my career around thus far in terms of the sports and lifestyle space, that I can really put the two together and create a really strong brand. As I was running Uncle Jack full time at this point when I had the idea, working with Athletican, there was just no time to execute this. So it stayed in my business concepts folder for months. But I constantly kept coming back to it and was just like, this would be really cool. After I exited Uncle Jack in September 2020, I was like, all right, I need a break, man. Like, I've been working crazy since, you know, we started this, since I was in uni, and I need to reset. Let's go travel or something for a bit. Unfortunately, COVID had other ideas about that. So, jumped into Athleticon pretty much straight away to get a bit more hands-on in that, which has been really rewarding to get a front row seat in watching that grow and see the brand really flourish. Athleticon is going to be a beast of a business. Mark my words on that one. It's going to be a really strong brand in years to come, if it isn't already. However, in the background, this concept of blending sports culture and jewelry just kept popping up in my head. And I thought, hey, a reset can come later. This idea needs some water, some quality organic soil and a little bit of soil conditioner to really grow as a concept and realize its potential. That's a little metaphor for the greenheads out there. But one weekend, I got in the zone. I just became locked in this crazy planning mode and filled up a whole notebook of notes, lists, strategies, contacts, you know, financial predictions, brand growth predictions, everything in between. It was just basically like, let's get everything out of my head. It's just kind of been mulling there for a little while, and let's just get it out on paper and see kind of what it looks like, because I think sometimes that's the hardest part is taking an idea out of your head and actually properly putting the pieces together to go, all right, well, can this actually work? Is there a market for it? How would I actually make this happen? And, you know, ultimately, I completely fleshed out this concept. The concept was different to what I'm going to launch, but ultimately, it was something like this. So, basically, a platform that connects athletes and fans through fashion products was my initial idea. I was like, all right, I'm obsessed with this idea of connecting athletes and consumers through merch. And as someone who is obsessed with sport and follows many teams in different competitions around the world, I know how cool it is to be able to connect with your team through merch. You know, I own merch of my teams, and particularly international teams in terms of outside of Australia, because as I said, Australia just hasn't quite clicked on. But I think we definitely did that with Uncle Jack, and particularly the AFL license. We, you know, I think we really did something cool there, and is still doing that. And that's kind of something that I really want to not replicate, because I want to do it differently. But that's something that I still do want to really push forward. But you don't have to look any further than kit culture in football or soccer, the world game. It's gone from a top that players wear on the field to identify themselves, you know, against the opposition, to a hyped release each year, which, you know, helps fans build their own personal identity in the form of fashion. And this is a big inspiration for me. Kit culture is the definition, I suppose, or the greatest example of blurring the lines between fashion and fan product. And, you know, once these brands create the kits for, you know, say Manchester United or whoever it is, they then go and create collections based on that kit. So, you know, it's not just the kit itself. They then go and create a hoodie, a backpack, some sneakers. So with this concept, I thought, hang on, why stop at jewelry? There could be an opportunity here to collaborate with athletes to bring out collections in a number of fashion products. You know, streetwear, hats, jewelry, etc. Luckily, I think, fortunately, that I have had a little bit of time in this area and, you know, have built up some contacts. I went out to a player manager I worked with before and know reasonably well, and just said, hey, this is my concept. Are you able to ask some of your guys, your athletes, what they think, if they'd be keen, etc.? And there was literally no better way to validate what I was doing and whether I would be able to get athletes on board, because that's really a crucial aspect of this. Because otherwise, if you're not doing that, you're just a brand that says, you know, we are aligned with sport, right? Which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not necessarily aligned with my vision. of merging the two cultures, if you will. So this was really interesting because the feedback was pretty clear. It was going to be extremely difficult. And as soon as you start incorporating other product categories like apparel and clothing, you're instantly competing with the likes of Nike and Puma, who generally already have significant contracts in place with athletes and also the teams, which makes it, you know, not impossible, but extremely difficult to get any scalable traction in that sense. So it was back to the drawing board a little bit in terms of expanding out the product range. After a lot of iteration, chatting to people, I'm now all in on creating the sports culture club based on connecting fans, athletes, and teams through merchandise collaborations. For now, that merch is jewelry. So let's talk a little bit about the product. This is an audio-based platform, so it's difficult to actually describe the product, but I want you to, perhaps as a visual tool or an imaginative tool, the one thing that helped me connect the dots between sport and jewelry was that of championship rings. So, you know, when you think of championship rings, particularly in the US, you know, big F-off rings with a lot going on, text through them, big symbols, you know, they're often pretty blingy. But anyway, this was the basis of me being able to connect the dots between jewelry and sport. And it's honestly mind-boggling to me that this link has not been made previously, you know, particularly outside of the US. You know, championship rings are the pinnacle of sports, ex-hype, ex-street culture. They are literally printed on all the vintage tees you see every second person wearing. You know, a literal image of a championship ring on t-shirts. And in this first collection, I've collaborated with a designer from Italy, actually, to create a limited edition off-court Champions Edition ring. And this ring is limited to only 100 pieces. And not sugarcoating this at all, there's literally already over 1,000 people who have signed up for the championship ring drop. And just that ring, like nothing else in that first collection. So it's pretty crazy. The proof is in the pudding as far as validation goes. And on the validation, so aside from speaking to managers and you know, being able to validate the athlete side of thing or the sport side of thing, I also needed to validate the consumer side, obviously, because, you know, at the end of the day, they're the ones spending the money. So what I did was I had a concept drawn up, started running ads purely just to test that people want this ring or this product. And the ad just went crazy. It went from a test to like, boom, let's go, you know, fully fledged business mode. Let's build this list. And, you know, I think that kind of championship style ring, I mean, I don't think it necessarily needs to be that over the top because, you know, I think it's a very particular type of ring. They're very big, they're very blingy, but I think a dialed back version of that is really going to be the cornerstone of the brand going forward. And I'm sure you can kind of already start visualizing some of the cool designs that can be achieved with that style. You know, some of the iconic athletes in Australia, overseas, soccer, AFL, Union League, NFL, NBA, baseball, Olympic athletes, the opportunities are endless in terms of collabs and licensing. So that's what really, really excites me about this, is the opportunity to collaborate with athletes and sports that align with this vision to create limited edition sports culture merchandise, and particularly in the jewelry category where there really isn't that exclusivity already with some of the major brands that are going to be a big hurdle into getting those deals done. So for the first collection, let's talk about this first launch coming up. It's largely going to be a core collection. So I really want to establish what the vibe of the brand is going to be. And I think this is going to help establish some reputation, some branding, and a little bit of a platform to then be able to go out to some athletes and player managers, some licensing opportunities, and go, hey, this is what's happening. This is what we're doing. Because it's very difficult to go out, it's not impossible, but it's very difficult to go out to these kind of entities and go, hey, I'm launching this. This is what I want to do, because they're going to go, all right, we'll launch and then come back to us. Because it's, you know, anyone can say I'm launching something, but the proof is in the pudding when you actually have a product, you have customers who want to buy that product. So that's what I'm doing for the first launch. I want to create a core, well, I have created a core collection for the brand. And this is going to be launched, scheduled to be launched November 9th. Australian time. So that will also include the limited edition Champions ring, only 100 units in that piece. So that's going to be, super tough to get your hands on one of those, I would imagine. So if you do want to be on the waiting list and join the Sports Culture Club, link is in the notes of this podcast. Or if you can't see the notes, it's offcourt.com.au/VIP to sign up. I hope this has given you some insight into how the concept came together, the iterations that have already been made to the idea and to the brand, and some of the plans for the brand going forward. I really appreciate your support. And if you'd like to get involved and become a free member of the Sports Culture Club, get yourself onto that VIP waiting list for the first drop. Get priority access to the drop, and I'll throw in a cheeky member-only discount if you do sign up. So thanks very much for your support. Thanks for listening, and the Off Court brand. It's a big update.